You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about really something so valid and important when it comes to staying focused. We don't talk about it enough. In fact, I'm going to point out some things that I believe is something that really highlights a bigger problem, which is we don't think about it enough. And what I mean by that is this is not something that we typically walk around thinking about, and maybe we should. Maybe we should do this a little more often. A lot of you may or may not know, I just got back from a trip to South Africa. I was out there for about 10 days. This was not a vacation. This was not something where I was staying in five-star resorts. This was more of a trip to really witness and see for myself the poverty and the all that's going on in other parts of the world. And I was blown away by what I saw. I learned so many things, but this one thing I walked away with, I think is important. I think we need to focus on it. And we're going to talk about that today. Before we get too far into it, I just want to say, what up, everyone? We are redoing the studio. We are now going to be posting these with video format. So this is being recorded with video. Say what's up to the people watching. But also, as usual, we're going to dive right into the topic at hand. And that is this thing that I think all of us can really grow from if it's something that we have in the forefront of our mind. And it is simply the word appreciation. We're going to talk about appreciation. There's three real benefits, I believe, benefactors to appreciation and having appreciation and really staying humbled and grounded as you grow, as you do what you do in the world, as you move about and have successes, have accomplishments, and even failures. I think this is a big piece of the framework for your mindset when it comes to how you deal with struggles and failures. And so we're going to talk about this today. We're going to dive into this topic, and I hope that you're blessed by it. I hope that it challenges you and motivates you. It reminds you of all that you have, but it also helps you press on, helps you drive further, because the next podcast that we do is going to be almost like a part two to this. It's going to be a little bit more on business and a little bit more on marketing and messaging, but it really is something that I learned again once I had a chance to spend some time with the people in South Africa, not only people who are struggling, but also people who are serving, people who are doing things to impact and help and make things better. And it's so awesome to see. I'm so appreciative of a lot of what I saw and witnessed, and mostly the people that I met. And I hope that you guys can learn from that. You know, it's so fun in the world when we can learn from one another, we can kind of share each other's experiences, and we can grow from that. And hopefully that's what we can do here today. Look, I really appreciate all the listeners. We've had some major successes on the podcast. We have a huge following now. We absolutely love all of you. I get messages all the time. I just want to make sure that you guys are aware that we do this podcast because we want to make sure that we are making an impact. We are serving our community. And the idea would be that you would take this information and you would go into your communities and serve. And so that's the pay it forward model here, is that we would give information and help and advice based off of my failures and maybe successes in the plumbing industry, but also as it relates to other businesses I've owned a few. If you guys have been following long enough to know, you know that I've now started from scratch and owned three different businesses that have done seven figures, and we've really had a lot of fun doing. They're all different models, all different industries. And then on top of that, I ran a plumbing company for roughly 3 years, and before that I worked with a plumbing company for about 3 or 4 years to help them get sellable and really explode in their revenue models and how they service and how they take care of customers. And through that process, I learned really the right way to run the service plumbing company. And so that's what we draw off of on this podcast, is those experiences and those challenges that I went through. Mostly, again, a lot of failures. And then we had to work through those failures. And one thing I would say is I'm not smart enough to really figure out maybe I should quit sometimes. And so sometimes I'll press on through when I shouldn't. But at the end of that journey, going through those thicker brick walls, it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. You learn so much more in the journey than you ever do in the destination. And we talk about that. We love that. We preach that inside of our program with all of our clients, with all the plumbing companies that we coach and train. Just the idea of that. You've got to stay focused on the fact that you're on an everlasting, nonstop journey. And when I was in South Africa, I saw that. You know, I was reminded of that, that everyone's journey is different. You know, I remember going to Ecuador back in 2009, 2010, and one of the big epiphanies I had was when I first got there, I saw the gap in stuff, meaning, you know, we had stuff, TVs, flat screens, different things like that. And I saw the gap in that, and I thought, man, if we could fill that gap, it would improve the lives. It would make it better. It would give them hope. It would give them, you know, entertainment. It would give them. And what I learned was, man, they didn't care about that. What they cared about was connection with people, the relationships, the family. You know, they didn't really look at it the same way I did. My perspective was off. My perspective was skewed. This often happens in business a lot of times where we play the comparison game. It's a dangerous game to play. It's a dangerous game to play not only when it comes to business, but it's a dangerous game to play when it comes to your personal life and how you go about your personal life, where you find your joy from. Are you a social media junkie where you compare all the time what you're doing to what others are doing? You'll never win that battle. You will never win that battle. Because it's not a real insight into that person's life. It's just a snapshot. It's just a quick snapshot, a quick glimpse. A lot of times when I see these photos online of people all having fun and having a great time, I'm like, yeah, what was the fight that happened right before that to get that photo? If you've ever had a family photo, you know what I'm talking about. There's a fight that ensues right up to the photo. You stand here, you stand there, everyone smile. Look this way, on three. Come on, guys, knock it off. And there's this glorious smile, and they're like, oh, they're having so much fun. Okay, so we have to have perspective. It's important to our mindset. And today, we're going to really highlight the appreciation portion of that. There's three things that I want to cover with you as far as appreciation and how it impacts you and how it can absolutely benefit your life. The first one is pretty straightforward. It's calming. Having an appreciation is calming. What I mean by that is sometimes when you see somebody achieve something, it can be calming. It can be joyful. And other times when you see people struggle, you can have a newfound appreciation for what you do have, and that can be calming. Two different types of calming, but it is very calming. You know, I remember when I was down in South Africa and we were at a particular ministry organization, and we were just kind of looking at some people who were terminal. And it wasn't about poverty. It was just they were sick. They were sick, and they had a disease that was incurable. They were terminal, and you realize, man, they've got the brevity of life, man. They've only got a little bit of time left. You know, that customer that got mad at me, is that really that big of a deal? You know, the different things that we get upset about, it's all perspective. It's all comparison. It's only important to us because it's important to us. But once we gain perspective, once we get some appreciation, all of a sudden that changes. The weight of that problem changes. The severity of that problem changes. You ever had a day where you were kind of upset about something, struggling with something, irritated by something, and you go up to someone else, you're like, hey, how's it going? And they tell you something earth-shattering, like they just found out they have some stage 4 cancer, or someone in their family has stage 4 cancer, some severe thing, something so much greater than your problem, and you start to realize, like, man, my problem isn't that big of a deal. Now, what we can find in that, what we can pull out of that truth is there's a reality that other people's lives are affecting our happiness, our joy, good or bad, positive or negative. I remember my friend telling me one time that his spouse got a raise. This is back in the day, but she got a 25-cent raise. She was happy. She was like, man, this place gets it. They love me. I'm doing great here. They just gave me a raise. The very next day, she found out someone else got a 50-cent raise, and now she's upset. But nothing changed. Nothing changed in her life. She still got that 25-cent raise. Absolutely nothing changed. So what do we learn from that? Well, we can learn that maybe if we're trapped in this comparison game, maybe we ought to look at it from a different angle. Maybe stop looking at what everyone else has and start looking at what other people don't have. And how can we be now the solution to that? How can we be the bridge for that? How can we be the hope for that? It's a much better life. It's such a better, more pleasing life and rewarding life to live that way than to stop chasing what everyone else has and to start giving to those that don't have. It's powerful. It's calming. But that leads us to our second point, is it's challenging. It's calming and it's challenging. It should challenge you. It should drive you to want to do more. It should drive you to want to be more. It should cause you to want to go make impact, to not live the same way you were living. And how can I maybe take some of the things that I do have and start applying them to the people that don't have, instead of constantly trying to acquire so I can match those that do have? Because I'll tell you right now, me and my wife both had to go through this, and we had to wrestle with this. But there was a period in our journey where we started to make a lot more money, and it came in rapid. And it came in fast, and it started to take control. It started to take hold of who we were, how we identified, what we pursued, what we were after. There's no joy in that, by the way. There's absolutely no joy in that, I promise. You have to start looking at these resources, whether it's time, skill, money, whatever the resource is, and you got to start looking at, like, how can I make impact? What can we do with this to now improve the lives of others around us? Because the joy in the relationship that you acquire is so much greater than the stuff that you have at the end of the treasure hunt. You know, it kind of reminds me of this movie, super old movie, wasn't that good either, but it was called Rat Race. And everybody was just pursuing at any cost, step on anybody. And it's kind of like how life is, you know, we pursue. In fact, the idea that we pursue is what drives the instinct to feel bad for somebody because they don't have. Are they really that bad off? But what are the things that they don't have keeping them from that could matter? Like relationship. We look at these basic needs. In fact, I want to be sensitive here and be careful of how I approach this subject and talk about poverty in different parts of the country, because it's not the same. I'm not discounting the difficulties of somebody here in the States that is going through struggles. Okay, I'm not discounting that. I've been that. I've lived that. I've watched them tow my cars away. I've been through some real financial struggles, especially as when I was younger. We definitely didn't grow up with silver spoons in our mouth because we didn't have any silver spoons. So it's like, I get it. Okay, I did the free lunch thing for a while, food stamps. Then as an adult, financially struggled. And I get that. But when you go to these other countries and you see them struggle, it's a different level. I mean, we're talking about basic needs. Basic needs. Clothes, food, shelter, water. Just a clean environment. When I say clean environment, I don't mean like, you know, the Ritz-Carlton. I don't even mean the Comfort Inn. I mean, in one situation, we're there and the water, the way the water in the city floods out, sewage and drainage kind of overflows into certain areas, settlements where people live, and the trash gathers there and disease gathers there, and it's not safe. That's crazy when you see that stuff and you start thinking like, oh, well, they don't need TVs. Your perspective changes, and you should be challenged to want to do something about that. You should be challenged to want to do something about that. There's a healthy and unhealthy imbalance to that. I get that. But at the same time, man, it can't be about the next thing we acquire. Like I said, me and my wife, we learned really hard. Number one, you can never stop acquiring. There's always something else that you can't afford. There's always something else that you can't afford. There's always one more nicer thing. There's always one more step up. There's always one more upgrade. Okay, there's always something better that you can spend your money on. And you can convince yourself to do it. It's easy to do. But the idea of having appreciation for what you have and appreciating what you already have and stop pursuing what you don't have is calming, and it should be challenging. It should challenge you to want to be more and do more for people. It should challenge you in the way that you example for others, your own kids, your grandkids, your friends, your family. It should challenge you. It should absolutely challenge you. Okay, look, the third one is really powerful, because for owners out there that are like, man, it's hard to find good people and it's hard to get good employees, and this third one's going to be really hopefully an aha moment for you, an epiphany, kind of a game changer. And I think it's going to really help you guys understand the power of attraction and getting people to want to work with you. But we'll get into that here in just a second. I really just want to announce a couple quick things. We got some really cool stuff coming up. We've got software coming out. We've got special packages for you guys for software. It's going to be coming out at the beginning of the year. It's unbelievable. It's AI technology. It's like having me in the home with you so that you can diagnose and build options effectively, quickly, and options that would sell, options that customers would get excited about. The big goal here is helping you and the customer understand that there's bigger issues going on in the home and helping you guys have that conversation while they're seeing the realities of needing to get that diagnosing done. The software is going to help you guys do that. I cannot wait to release that. That's coming out. Get ready for that. Get excited about that. What? Cannot wait, because I'm telling you right now, that's going to be a game changer. Cannot wait for that. Also, we have openings in our coaching program. If you guys are looking for coaching, I can tell you this. When the software comes out, we are going to be charging for the software. The people in our coaching program are going to get the software for free. So if you're already in the coaching program, when the software comes out, you'll get an early release beta test, and you'll also be able to get that software included with your package pricing. So reach out to us if you have any questions about that. We've got a team that wants to help and support and get all your questions answered. And if you have any interest in being a part of our program, we might even let you come hang out with us for free and check it all out before you do anything. So also just remember, we don't have contracts here. We pretty much keep it easy peasy and just say, look, our value and what we provide will be enough to keep you around. So no risk, just get involved. And we would love to have you in our community. We do have limited space on that based on what market you're in. We do fill up. I know that certain markets are closed off now because we've got too many clients in those areas. But reach out to us, and we'll definitely let you know if we have any openings. All right, look, I'm telling you, this third one is a game changer. When I was down there and I started realizing, like, hey, man, I got this perspective that I have has to be. And keep in mind, when I went to Ecuador, it's like 2009, 2010. I actually went twice, the end of 09 and then halfway through 2010 or beginning of 2010. That's 13 years ago, I think. Yeah. So I've gotten away from that thinking of like, man, you know, stuff isn't important and that kind of a thing. But going back down there just recently reminded me of a lot of that stuff and taught me some new things. And I was just really focused on this idea of appreciation when I walked away. And the last one is really kind of a result of appreciation. So the first one is it's calming, which is a result, but it's also kind of part of the process of appreciation. It's challenging. It'll get you to want to be more and do more and help and make bigger impact, maybe make impact at all. But the last one is more of a result as it's kind of comes at you. The other ones are causing you to be different, but this last one is causing other people to be different. And that is that it's simply, it's contagious. It's contagious. See, when you appreciate your employees, that's contagious. People want to work for that person, want to work for that company, want to be a part of that team. People just want to be considered. People just want to be appreciated. People just want to be remembered. Look, if you walk around that shop, it's authoritarian all the time, all the time, all the time, that's going to ultimately be a problem. Okay, there's got to be accountability inside of your business, but there has to be appreciation, and it's contagious. Okay, the reason why I know it's contagious is because the reason why I became so appreciative is the final piece of this whole thing that blew me away was when I go to another country, when I go to an area where people don't have as much as I have or don't have as much as I think they should have, they are still appreciative. It blows my mind every time. I could show up and just spend a half hour with a kid and color and sing and play games, and they're appreciative. It's like, man, appreciative of so little, and yet I have so much. If you become appreciative, others will become appreciative. As that starts to happen, you create contagious, it's a contagious cycle. It overflows into your customers. Your customers then feel that and start to become that. You know, it's like, I always hear people say, well, my customers are this, my customers are that. Here's something I know that is true about every scenario. You get the best or the worst version of someone. If you go in upset at an employee that works for another company, let's say it's a fast food place and you go in, you start yelling at them, you're probably not going to get the best version of that person. If you're super nice, you're probably going to get the best version. That doesn't mean it'll be a good version. Maybe their best version still isn't good. Or maybe their worst version still isn't bad. That has nothing to do with it. What we're trying to do is get the best version out of each person. The culture of appreciation, the concept of appreciation, it challenges us to be more and do more. So if you're appreciative of your team, they will be challenged to do more and be more. If you're appreciative of your customer. If you walk in that home and you're running that call and you're focused on how it's affecting you and you don't want to be there and it's going to be more work for you, that the customer's going to feel that. They're not going to feel appreciated and they're not going to appreciate you. But in retrospect of the same thing, if you come in appreciative, then that should be contagious and that should overflow. Again, you may not still get a good version of somebody. Their best version of themselves may still be bad. But at the end of the day, you're getting the best version of them. And that should be the goal, to create a culture that gets the best out of everybody, to be the person that goes around and gets the best out of everybody. Okay, one of the main things I learned in South Africa was appreciation. It's necessary to stay focused. It drives you. It calms you. It focuses you. And then it challenges you. And then it's contagious and it draws others to you. So therefore, you create a team and you create a movement. And that's how you grow a company. Now, we're going to talk about the actual physical things you need to do in order to grow this company when it comes to marketing, messaging. We're going to talk about that on the next podcast. I specifically picked up on this because I saw so many different organizations in South Africa. And over the last 10, 20 years, they've grown at such different rates, meaning some have blown up and they're huge and they're helping all kinds of people. And some are still small and trying to figure it out. But I saw this one commonality between the ones that blew up and the ones that didn't, meaning the ones that blew up are doing it and the ones that didn't. And it was very simple and very clear to me. And I was like, wow, this is so crazy. I got to tell everybody about this because this is going to be a game changer. If you're having trouble with growing your company or attracting customers or attracting employees or just being able to sustain, this is probably one of your problems. This is probably your problem, your main problem. So we're going to talk about that in the next episode. I cannot wait. As always, I love you guys. Remember, this stuff, you know, this stuff we're talking about is service plumbing and how to apply that to your business, maybe even customer service and how to treat people. people, no matter what industry you're in, you could probably pick up some of these things and apply it to your business. I get feedback all the time from people from all different kinds of industries that say they apply this stuff. But man, this right here, this is for people. This is for anybody. This is, if you're a human on earth, what we just talked about on this podcast today is for you. And so I hope you guys apply this. I hope you guys take this and you take it to heart and it causes you to move forward. It causes you to be more. We love you. As always, remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.